Welcome to the Mitch Hanks Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on the Mitch Hanks Show.
Conservatives in heat this morning. Boy, I tell you what, I thought, well, they avoided a government shutdown. People should be happy. Oh, boy. I talked to some conservatives on the phone to get, I do that to get kind of an idea of what conservatives are feeling. And I do it, progressives. I talk to them every 5 feet. But I mean, they are mad. Conservatives are mad. Rush Limbaugh, we'll hear from him later. He went nuts. He had Vice President Pence on his show and said the Democrats get 95% of what they want, Mr. Vice President. What's the deal with that? But they send Pence on Rush's show to try and put out the fires because Trump didn't get money for the wall. Ann Coulter going on last night, Fox, saying that President Trump should have been out there with a spade cutting dirt on November 9th. The day after the election, my birthday, by the way. Anyway, out there shoveling, and they're fighting mad. Of course, they want to cut funding for Planned Parenthood too. And Paul Ryan says, "Well, we're funding Planned Parenthood in the appropriations bill, but we're going to stop it in the reconciliation bill, because the reconciliation bill only you need 51 votes in the Senate." This is kind of inside baseball, but conservatives are out there just fuming. In fact, I turned to a couple of stations yesterday, heard some of the callers. They want the wall now. They want Planned Parenthood defunded now. They want God knows what else. So here's Mick Mulvaney, the White House budget director, on there saying actually they did get what they wanted in many cases, and they didn't give the Democrats what they wanted. So he was out there defensive, as a defender has to be.
What didn't the Democrats get? There's no Obamacare bailout money in this package. I've read that in the newspapers a couple different times. I've seen it on the news. Go find it for me. It is not there. What the Democrats are telling you about that is false. There's absolutely no language in this bill that requires us to make any Obamacare bailout payments, any CSR payments of any way, shape, or form as a result of this deal, okay? Why are the Democrats saying that? Because it's what they told their base they would deliver, and they failed to do that for their base. That is not in the bill. There's no new money for Puerto Rico. You hear the Democrats crying out that they got $295 million for Puerto Rico. Not a penny of it is new money, okay? All of that money was already spent. It was actually part of Obamacare under a previous agreement. That money was sitting there unspent. And all we agreed to do was agree to let them move it from one place to another. Did not cost the taxpayer a penny. They wanted new money. They wanted a bailout. We wouldn't give it to them. We gave them money that was already appropriated and already spent. No renewable energy subsidies. They wanted, at the last minute, they threw in a demand for renewable energy subsidies for wind and solar and other types of things. We kept those out. What they really didn't get is this, and this is what they wanted. They wanted a shutdown. We know that. They were desperate to make this administration look like we couldn't function, like we couldn't govern. And we know that a large part of their base, especially their left-wing base, wanted a shutdown and certainly didn't want them to cut a deal with us. That's why I think you're seeing them crowing about their success, is in order to cover up the fact that they actually cut a deal with President Trump, and President Trump did a tremendous job. What are we talking about? More money for spending, more money for defense, more money for border security, more money for school choice, another thing that we got, okay? Those of you who were here in March and saw me introduce our first version of our budget blueprint saw me talk about the president's priorities. What were they? Defense, border security, school choice. The president delivered on his promises and got his priorities funded, and that's what the Democrats don't want you to know.
So there's Mick fighting back, but I tell you what, the way the media covered this deal and the way Charles Krauthammer, who's a conservative commentator on Fox, said that, quote, the president got rolled. The president got rolled. You've got Rush Limbaugh going nuts. We'll hear him later. We've got ABC News did a story, and notice the way the reporting is couched in this report last night.
Today, with Congress poised to vote on a spending bill without any money for his border wall, President Trump fired off an angry tweet, saying our country needs a good shutdown in September to fix mess. The president fuming as Democrats declare victory.
No money for the border wall, not one plug nickel.
Democrats also held off cuts to domestic programs like medical research and the environment. Even though Trump didn't get most of what he wanted, today the president called it a win anyway.
This is what winning looks like.
The president pointing to increased funding for border security.
We have more money now for the border than we've gotten in 10 years. The Democrats didn't tell you that. They forgot. In their notes, they forgot to tell you that.
The Democrats' victory lap clearly not sitting well with the president.
I think the president is frustrated with the fact that he negotiated in good faith with the Democrats and they went out to try and spike the football and make him look bad.
But calling for a shutdown, would that be good for Republicans?
Schumer's over there in the cloakroom smiling on the front page of every newspaper today, right? So I think what President Trump is saying is we need to get our act together.
The finger pointing over who won the spending fight today, overshadowing an even bigger battle.
Mr. Leader, when are we going to see a vote on health care?
For weeks, constituents venting. At the center of the fight now, pre-existing conditions. House Republicans pushing a bill that would allow states to opt out of the requirement preventing insurance companies from discriminating against people with those conditions. Tonight, a key Republican, the former chair of the committee that helped draft the legislation, says he cannot support the current bill without those protections for people with pre-existing conditions.
This amendment torpedoes that. And I told the leadership I cannot support this bill with this provision in it.
A big blow for Republicans as they scramble to push health care reform over the finish line.
That voice of that congressman you heard was Fred Upton of Western Michigan. He's in the St. Joe, Benton Harbor area of Western. I covered him 30 years ago because he defeated a guy in 86 or 88. Rick Siljander was a conservative Tea Party type Republican, very conservative on social issues, and Fred beat him in a primary. Fred's more of a yuppie country club Republican, kind of more comfortable for some of the country club Republicans in that area. He's still there. He just said, I can't vote for the bill because of the Here's what's going on with that. Certain Republicans in the Freedom Caucus, they want governors bill to opt out or states bill to opt out of the mandatory requirements for health coverage so that premiums can come down and there's flexibility in the market. Well, when you do that, then you remove the guarantee, that floor of covering people with pre-existing conditions, even though the Republicans in the caucus say that's not true because they're trying to fund high-risk pools. And do it adequately, but then there's debate about whether here's the bottom line. You can never guarantee in someone's mind that every single morsel of a human being's life and children's lives will be covered. And the Republicans in the House, the Freedom Caucus, are never going to guarantee that because they want there to be a market force brought back into this dynamic. And then they say, well, we have to have this slash welfare fund or this high-risk pool fund for people who are at risk. Just like before in Wisconsin, we used to have a HRSP plan where people with high-risk pre-existing conditions could get that plan. But it was expensive, but it was better than a lot of states. So they want to subsidize the pools, the high-risk pools, but there's fear that they won't have enough money in those pools. So there's always going to be fear, no matter what they do. But you're also going to, and there's no way you can avoid, taking away what somebody has currently, who likes it currently, because they might be in a situation where they pay almost nothing out of their pocket, but they're getting great coverage compared to what they previously couldn't get. And some of those people, I mean, a lot of those people in that category are Democrats, but some are Republicans. Some voted for Trump. And so you've got this catch-22. And the bottom line is, with moderates, they don't want the guarantee gone, like Fred Upton. But why aren't you just supporting Obamacare then, Fred, fully? Oh, no, I want to bring premiums down. How are you going to do that, Fred? I mean, the moderates have no plan to bring premiums down. None, zero, nip, zip, nada, because they want Obamacare, which is, you know, their right. And there are a lot of things in Obamacare people desperately, desperately want and support. And if I had five surgeries and I paid $30 a month, I'd want it too. I'd be thanking President Obama every day of my life. But guess what? A lot of us aren't in that category. That's okay. You know, it's up to the chips fall where they may. On the budget, let's be honest here. And we'll hear later from Mikey Michelson, who's red hot mad on the right. Conservatives are fighting mad, Ann Coulter fighting mad, because they didn't put money in for the wall and defund Planned Parenthood completely and all these things. But the bottom line is, it's either cut a deal, keep the government running, make conservatives mad, make some hardcore liberals mad, or have a shutdown. Those are the choices. Shutdown or cut a deal. Those are the choices. Now, what I heard from a conservative last night is, so what? Have a shutdown. Because they don't think there'll be a shutdown in September, because that's only a year away from the, or a little bit more than a year away from the election, 2018. So they won't have the stomach, some people say, to have a shutdown then. The shutdown, they say, could have been now, when it's, you know, less dangerous politically. But nobody wants a shutdown on Capitol Hill. Maybe you can count on one hand. So that's what's going on. We've got police chief. The council voted by one vote because of the nature of the reserve fund. They needed 15 votes. They got 15 votes, 15-4, to restore the money to pay for his attorney, $22,000 in his fight to defend himself with the PFC and the fact that he had called the grandmother of Tony Robinson, lunatic. They're going to pay all of his fees. You know, the chief's a good guy. Good guys make mistakes in the heat of battle. And you could never get another chief to come here. If, well, you could, but it'd be harder if they would have screwed him on this. So much on the table. The Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
Mitch Hank for Atterbury, Cameron, Haig.
I'm proud to be sitting next to senior partner and a man who's been voted Wisconsin's super lawyer multiple times, Eric Haig. What do you say to people who feel guilty about hiring a lawyer when they're injured or harmed by a company?
Well, there's a stigma that's been developed over the years where people are made to feel guilty about bringing a claim because of injuries. I have yet to meet a person or take on a client who woke up in the morning and said, geez, I'm going to go out and I hope I get in an accident today so I can make some money. People come in because they genuinely need help, and they're overmatched against a large insurance company. So we try to get them fair compensation and understand that it's probably a time that's very traumatic for them. They need someone on their side to guide them through the process that they're unfamiliar with.
So when you need a lawyer, do what I did. Call Atterbury, Cameron, Haig and reach them at yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com. That's yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com.
As life celebrations bring people together, you'll be comforted knowing we have community rooms available for those who wish to serve food and refreshments before, during, or after your gathering. This is Pete Gunderson. We're here to assist with every detail. Learn more at GundersonFH.com. Gunderson Funeral and Cremation Care, your hometown life celebration center.
Gunderson Funeral Home.
This is the all-new Mitch Hanks Show.
For nearly two decades, Troy Research has been measuring attitudes and opinions for our clients worldwide. Success is determined by your customers. What do they know that you don't? Ask them. For Sony Motion Pictures, the Green Bay Packers, the Wisconsin Historical Society, Troy Research has asked questions that made decision makers wiser and more successful. Where can good research take your business? Call or email to talk about it. Troy Research, 271-8884. Or email jlittle@troyresearch.com.
The great Joe DiMaggio still holds the Major League record for the longest hitting streak at 56 games. Bucks Takeout Pizza has a 56-year winning streak for the best thin crust pizza in the city. Bucks Pizza has a unique taste like no other. Handmade pizzas with homemade sauce and homemade sausage. Two Madison locations on University Avenue and Cottage Grove Road. Just go to BucksPizzaMadison.com, BucksPizzaMadison.com.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to the Mitch Hanks Show.
All right, so what are we talking about? I got to the shoot this morning. The fact that, oh, by the way, we're on MadisonTalks.com where you can have your own podcast. That's right, the studio's here, four blocks west of the Capitol. And you've got an extra grind, a cause to promote, a book to sell. Doesn't matter. Do your own show here and do your own podcast. We can post it on MadisonTalks.com. We hope to build Wisconsin's leading and best podcasting website. We now have news top of the hour. We're trying to do the online internet radio station concept, also the podcast Haven. We have great podcasters already posted, including Tommy G. Thompson. We have a variety, Kaleem Care, an expert on parenting. You can just check it out, MadisonTalks.com. Also, replayed shows beginning at 4. We replay, we rotate that, but
they replay all day long.
They replay all day long, yep. So all day long. And of course, our show replays all. It's sort of, so when you go to the website, when you go to MadisonTalks.com, you're getting a show playing, unlike just a silent website with links. We have links too, by the way. We like links better than patties. But here is Russ talking about the anger on the right. And there may be anger on the left, too, on this budget. But, I mean, you've, of course, if you're on the left, you're thinking, well, we can't get everything we want because the Republicans are running the show. So if we get 95%, we should be happy, which is why Chuck Schumer was celebrating and so forth. But Rush was angry on the show. Rush Limbaugh was angry on the show. And Vice President Pence goes on to try to calm Rush down. Here was that exchange.
Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. Welcome back, sir. Great to have you here with us today.
Rush Limbaugh, it is an honor to be with you always. Thanks for having me on.
If this is what happens, Mr. Vice President, why vote Republican? What is the point of voting Republican if the Democrats are going to continue to win practically 95% of their objectives, such as in this last budget deal?
Well, I look, respectfully, Rush, I actually think this was, as the president said a little while ago, I think this was actually a clear win for the American people. Look, you've had Washington, D.C. that has been, you know, paralyzed by gridlock and partisan infighting for many years. And in this new president, you have someone who's able to bring people together and make a $21 billion increase in defense spending at a time of great challenge. For America's interests around the world. And that's a, you know, he spoke about that today, surrounded by a lot of great members of the United States Air Force. And there was also a piece here for years, Democrats in Washington insisted that any increase in defense spending would be matched with an increase in domestic spending. So you got to grow government at home if you're going to, you know, invest in our national defense. This ended that. I mean, in a very real sense, this was a game changer because we're just back to putting the safety, security, and the national defense of the American people first. And I think it sends, having just traveled around the Asian Pacific representing the president over the last couple of weeks, I think this sends a decisive message to the world that under President Trump's leadership, we're going to make the strongest military in history even stronger.
If I'm the Democrats, $21 billion, $15 billion for defense that was not originally authorized, that's a small price to pay. for continuing to fund refugee resettlement, continuing to fund Planned Parenthood, continuing to fund sanctuary cities, continuing to fund the EPA and not build the wall. The Democrats clearly think this is a big win, and they're confident they can block Trump's agenda after this spending bill for the rest of Trump's term. There isn't anything of the president's agenda in this budget, and people are beginning to ask, when's that going to happen? If you're going to shut it down in September, why not now? Yeah. If you complained about 60 votes today, why not go budget reconciliation for 51 votes and smoke them?
Let me be real clear. The number one priority of President Trump is to rebuild our military, to restore the arsenal of democracy. And I got to tell you, to get Democrats in Washington, D.C. to agree to a $21 billion increase in a short-term budget bill. And, you know, the president's calling for the largest increase in military spending since the Reagan administration in the upcoming budget. I think it's no small accomplishment. Also, this bill includes the largest increase in border security funding in 10 years, with enough, as the president said, to make a down payment on a border wall. We're replacing ineffective and failing fencing and wall with an unbreakable barrier. We're beginning to build the wall already. And look at the statistics, Rush. Illegal immigration border crossings are down more than 60%.
That's right. The fear factor. The fear factor is working there, no question about it.
Well, it's not fear factor, it's leadership. You have in Secretary Kelly someone who is acting on the president's direction. We are enforcing the laws of this country. We're vigorously removing criminal illegal immigrants from our streets, including these dangerous gang members that are being removed from our major cities. It's all having its effect. But I want to tell your listeners, this budget bill includes the single largest increase in border security funding in 10 years. Throw in there, Rush. Remember, this is an issue. You've been a great champion of educational choice for disadvantaged kids for as long as I've been listening to you, and it's just about as long as you've been on the air. And President Trump insisted here in this bill and got that we're continuing the educational choice program here in our nation's capital, and we're going to continue to expand educational opportunities for some of our most vulnerable kids. So there's a lot in here. This is just a five-month bill. This is a short-term bill that finishes out this year, but I think it demonstrates that in President Trump's leadership, the American people once again have a president who can bring together both parties, who can move the ball forward on the priorities of the American people. And when the next budget comes around next fall, you'll see even more of President Trump's leadership priorities reflected.
Mr. Vice President, we've been told this for 15 years. We'll get them next time. After every continuing resolution, get them next time. We'll kick the can down. We'll get them next time.
You know, we got them this time.
There you have the division, because Ann Coulter was on last night screaming about it to Lou Dobbs on Fox. Rush, not happy. The conservative I talked to last night is very upset, saying that Trump will stop, you know, start getting smaller crowds, and that the midterms conservatives will sit on their hands. Democrats will win in closer districts, defeating the moderates. I mean, this is the kind of rhetoric I was getting from conservatives. Now, again, progressives realize they don't control any of the chambers of Congress or the White House. So you got to be, I mean, if you're a Democrat, you got to be pretty happy about the situation. All you want to do is talk about why you should have won. Hillary was out there yesterday saying that she would have won had it not been for James Comey and the FBI and the Russians. She also took responsibility for losing, but I also lost because of the Russians and James Comey. People are cheering. I'm not sure what that does for the party's ability to regroup for 2018 and 2020, but you got that going on. That'll just cause my aunts and sister to feel vindicated, and all my other friends who are living in a funk psychologically, emotionally, because Hillary lost. But I think it's better on you psychologically, emotionally, if you can say it was Vladimir and James Comey that caused the loss. We don't want to talk about Hillary not coming to Wisconsin one time. Maybe would have played into why she didn't win in Wisconsin. as she lost by 22,000 votes or so. You might want to come to the state one time. Oh, no. It's better. It's psychologically better to blame James Comey and the Russians. More people are upset on this. We can play as we go, but we've also got the chief of police, some words on that. The council, which I was surprised. I was surprised they did this. We'll tell you what happened after the break. MadisonTalks.com.
If you're running a B2B business, there's a brand new 3-minute video that can change your company and change your life at needmoreme.com. If you're a B2B business owner, boss, or manager struggling to find more time to sell while still running the rest of your business, the new science of virtual relationship building can grow sales for you and as you. If your business has larger relationship-based sales with a long selling cycle and you need help driving more revenue, learn about the future of B2B sales in 3 minutes at needmoreme.com. That's needmoreme.com.
If you operate a business, you know there is no one-size-fits-all solution for today's technology challenges. MadisonGeeks.com plans, services, and installs technologies for small and medium businesses like network systems, servers, firewalls, wireless access points, telecommunications, security, remote service options, and business productivity solutions. MadisonGeeks.com is your IT staff. They take time to sit down to discuss your needs and present cost-effective solutions. With a Better Business Bureau A-plus rating, they are your trusted IT outsource partner. Expect less downtime. Faster resolutions lead to more productivity. Fewer day-to-day issues. Their proactive maintenance helps prevent issues from occurring. MadisonGeeks.com also offers computer and laptop service and repair. Madison Geeks are there to help. They're known for their candid, friendly approach and reliable, ready response. Check them out online at MadisonGeeks.com.
Talk radio will never be the same. The uncommon sense of Mitch Hank has been unleashed worldwide. This is the all-new Mitch Hank Show.
Joe here from Comedy on State. Hey, looking for something different to do with your friends? You got friends in town, maybe you're celebrating something. Comedy on State is a thing that you want to think of. It should be at least the third thing that pops into your mind. MadisonComedy.com is where you can go to find a complete schedule. Any comics that you could think of, we've had.
For a list of upcoming Comedy Club performers or to purchase tickets, go to MadisonComedyClub.com and click shows. Performer bios are available by clicking on their pictures.
That's Comedy on State, MadisonComedy.com or 256-0099.
Hi, I'm Mitch. I like to go on long walks to the Arboretum on a Sunday holding hands. I like to talk about relationships. I'm a gourmet cook. I like poetry. I like to go rock climbing on the weekends with my non-drinking friends.
My name's Mitch Hank. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're right on.
Need a comedian or MC for your private party or corporate event? Don't be shy. I can do it without telling any dirty jokes. In fact, when I'm not doing my Frank Sinatra tribute show, I've done stand-up at the comedy club and at private events for years. Whether it's a large convention or private gathering in your living room, I've done it. We all need to laugh more. The world can be even more stressful than it is. There's no business like show business, and I usually find those of you who have the best jokes about your coworkers at the company dinner. So feel free to contact me at 347-0374. That's 347-0374. Or email at info@madisontalks.com. That's info@madisontalks.com.
Welcome to the Mitch Hank Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on the Mitch Hank Show.
Hey, don't forget, a meet and greet tonight. We're having our meet and greet tonight at Babe's at 6 for Madison Talks listeners. We want to reward and thank the people who were with us. We were on 8 to 11 for so long, but we've now gone 8 to 10 as we focus on building our podcast business and other aspects of our company, so we don't want to take too much time away from those duties. But we are live every day, 8 to 10, and you can hear the replay, of course, throughout the day. But more importantly, that's good news for all concerned. But the people that were with us during the 8 to 11 period, and we want to thank you for that. And we did have a solid core. We'd watch them online fighting it out. In fact, I should go in the chat, shouldn't I, and say, don't forget to come to the meet and greet. Well,
all over.
Because if you go to MadisonTalks.com and click live, you immediately go onto the live chat, right?
Yes.
I'll do that here shortly. It's hard for me to talk and do that at the same time. Plus, I'm pre-diet. I've got like one or two more days because this formula is coming in the mail, which I start squirting on my tongue. And then it's supposed to get you ready physiologically for this formula so you can not be hungry. It's homeopathic. And then on day three, you start the diet, but you have 2 days of a binge. So you just hope you don't have a heart attack during those 2 days. Here, give me some more cookies, you know. Then you can say you lost more weight. If you go on a binge for 2 days.
Gain 5 pounds, yeah.
Yeah, and then I lost 6 pounds. Well, I gained 5 on Tuesday, you know. No, but it's kind of funny. We'll see how that goes. Notice, Facebook Live audience, I've got always wear dark clothes right now. The goal is to get thinner so I can wear white clothes. Anyway, back to the policy. Chief Koval, I'm happy for him. The vote was 15-4 last night. Somebody abstained to reimburse him for his legal fees in his defense before the Public Service or the Police and Fire Commission when a complaint was filed against him for calling the grandmother of Tony Robinson, the young man tragically shot by a police officer, a lunatic, as she was screaming at him on the stairwell. He apologized for his comment, said it was inappropriate, yada, yada. But they didn't discipline him for that because they found he is and remains human. He will continue to be human. And I can tell you right now, because I have people in my face, and I try not to lose it. I try to maintain composure, and I've had trouble with that. Occasionally, I will get mad. And it's not good for a talk show host. Nobody wants to hear it. I get threatening emails after it happens. I'm done. I'm out. They want me to be above the fray, so they go, well, screw you, especially when I insult somebody they like. I did that. I've done it a few times. I apologize, of course, every time it happens. And if it happens again, I'll apologize again, I promise. But I was just wondering, on a different topic here, my daughter and I went to the student union last night. The union, in case you haven't been, is renovated. It's been refurbished, redesigned. They have new coffee shops, new restaurants. The ice cream parlor is moved. It's just so cool in there. It's just nice. You have these study areas and bigger study places and all this. And of course, I'd eaten earlier, but I'm pre-diet, so I thought, well, one more meal. So we go to the Ratskelder. Now, I've had a lot of brats. You've had brats. One of my big complaints about Wisconsin is you can't get a fast brat, like on a parade, and I see at a parade people in their yards making brats. And I want to say, I'll give you $10 for those brats. But I look across the street and I see, you know, Subway and Cousins and Emilio's and all this stuff. I mean, but I want a brat right now. I want to, because I smell the brat in that yard. And so when my parents would come up, hey, where did we get a brat? I go, well, grocery store. Go to a restaurant, whatever. But I had the best brat. I mean, I've lived here for, well, since 92, but no, 88. Fall of 88, Wisconsin. So almost 30 years. It's frightening. Only because I took the Green Bay reporter job like a week before they wanted me to go out to Santa Rosa, California and apply. I thought, why didn't I just wait? Anyway, so I had a brat at the Ratskelder. I ordered a brat and an apple. And I had the best brat. I think it was the best brat I've had in my life. In my life! Because it was grilled. It was kind of charred a little bit. You know, had that little grizzled kind of, not charred, but, you know, kind of, what's the word? You know, semi, not burnt, but you could taste the grilling effect.
It was awesome.
With grilled onions and mustard. It was just, I mean, it was the best brat I've had in my life. In my entire life. Because you try to broil brats, and they're kind of steamed brats, and brats can be undercooked, overcooked. This brat was absolutely a work of art. And of course, nobody was on the terrace because it was cold. So I go out there with my daughter, and she eventually bailed because it was too cold for her. But I sat there, this big man. I'm not cold. I never get cold, especially with a sweatshirt.
I'm good.
I sat there. Nobody else was out there. I'm watching the water. The water calms me. You know, the water, I've seen lawyers. I've seen people, you know, sitting there looking at the water with ties loosened and button-down shirts. You know they're lawyers or whatever, and they're just kind of staring at the water. That was a tough case.
Contemplating whether just to walk in.
But I contemplating like Bruce Dern at the end of Coming Home. But I told my daughter, I'm going to sit here for a while. She goes, okay, I'll see you inside. I'll get a coffee. The new coffee. I said, okay, fine. So I just sat there and looked at the water, and then I realized, it's got to look weird. I mean, I didn't care, really, but see, that's one thing. When you get into a pre-diet mode where you're, you know, a little bit over the average weight total, you stop, you know, caring as much. You think, well, screw it. I'm going to go, I'm start my diet in 2 days. Right now, I don't care. But I still care a little because I wear this dark sweatshirt for the Facebook audience later. You always care a little bit. But if you cared that much, you wouldn't be this way in the first place. So we have that. We have police chief getting the money back, the reimbursement, which is good. We have conservatives in heat. Progressives, I guess, spiking the football a bit on getting a lot what they want in the budget. A lot of things didn't happen, like money for the wall and so forth. The local level, we've got a series of Democrats that have dropped out of the race for governor. Tim Cullen, out. Joe Parisi, out. The question is, who will run? The Democrats have to win. But if you look at the Democrats nationally, Hillary won California by 3.4 million votes. She won New York State by 1.5 million. But do you want to become a bi-coastal party? I hope Chris shows up at the meet and greet, because I want to find out if the Democrats are a bi-coastal party. You win California, you win New York, you win Illinois, you win Oregon, you win Washington, but you lose in Nebraska and West Virginia, Kentucky, Indiana, and this time Ohio and Michigan. Oh, well, now, see, that's a sore point. That was Vladimir. You know, they'll tell me. I mean, I've had Dr. Peace tell me, James Comey and Vladimir, that's why Michigan and Ohio went. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin.
All Russia.
It was all Vladimir and maybe some James Comey. But the other ones, well, they don't care about West Virginia. I mean, that's Trump won West Virginia by 43 points. Well, he's not going to, you know. Kentucky by 30-some, Indiana in the 30s. They don't care about those states. But if you win California, New York, and Illinois, and Washington, and Oregon, and you then win Michigan and Ohio, you win. But they lost Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Florida. That's not a good five states to lose. And you've lost, as Democrats, 1,000 seats in the state legislatures around the country in the last 8 years. So, you want to make a comeback? Do you just say, we can't have the Russians hacking our emails? This is the Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com. 6AM Marketing is a Wisconsin-based ad agency that doesn't look or act like other ad agencies. They don't follow conventional thinking and constantly push themselves and their clients to test the bounds of how far they can go. The result is relationships that have lasted more than 10 years. Clients refer to 6AM and their work as fresh, insightful, strategic, edgy, and creative. 6AM shows customers why your products and services are better than the competition. 6AM's brand smart process helps you establish your brand in the market for years to come. With a client's marketing team by its side, 6AM digs for the business problem the client is trying to solve and the business goals and objectives they hope to achieve, examining the market, competitors, the brand's consumers, and messaging to define a brand proposition that is both compelling and unique to the market. 6AM Marketing. They do it differently, and they do it well. Go to 6ammarketing.com. That's www.6ammarketing.com.
Two Bridges was one of the toughest neighborhoods in New York, especially in the Al Smith projects. It was a no man's land with no rules. On Christmas Eve 1951, Mac Pastamadeo vanished without a trace while walking home with his little boy Angelo. Now 13, Angelo is a gang member and the only witness to the brutal murder of an undercover cop who holds a clue to Mac's disappearance 6 years ago. Stalked by killers, Angelo becomes part of an unlikely alliance of a priest, a mob boss, and a police detective in order to uncover the truth behind the murder and Mac's disappearance. Weepers by Nick Chiarkas.
The all-new Mitch Hanks Show would like to thank our sponsors. We're grateful for their support of the all-new Mitch Hanks Show.
When it comes to telephone on-hold advertising, some commonly asked questions are, why do we need an on-hold message? How do we write a script? How long should the message be? How does the message get played? How much does it cost? I'm Bob of Abella Creative Services, and a telephone on-hold message speaks directly to your target audience while they're on hold with your company. Continuously advertises only your business without the clutter of competitive ads and for just a fraction of conventional advertising costs. At Bob Abella Creative Services, we'll help you draft a well-written script, provide the appropriate announcer, music, or sound effects, and the studio time and expertise to put it all together. We'll also provide you with any special equipment you might need to play your on-hold message. Even though we probably have more experience than most other on-hold message companies, we'll cost you less. Let Bababella Creative Services stretch your advertising dollar with an on-hold message that provides your customers with real, actionable solutions to their problems. Bababella Creative Services gets results. Just send us an email at bacsgetsresults@gmail.com. That's bacsgetsresults@gmail.com. In real estate, you want to work with Tim Rail.
Tim had a plan whether we should look at a new house, an older style house, and right away he knew what we were looking for and what would be in our best interest.
Let's get ink on paper today with Realtor Tim Rail of Coldwell Banker Success, 698-7653.
He was jolly, good-natured, and so thoughtful, and he's charismatic as well.
Tim Rail, 698-7653.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to the Mitch Hanks Show.
I noticed something last night. I don't know if you feel this way, but watching the kids, the students, studying on their iPads, laptops, the union, or just milling around, going to various shops. And I notice them, too, when I drive them around when I'm moonlighting at night. Not as a stalker, but as a driver. And I noticed kind of a lack of friendly behavior on the part of some. Now, there are some really friendly kids, very nice kids. And they sir, they call me, and which I don't deserve, of course, because my father's living in Indiana, but I'm telling you, they don't have time to really say hi. Because I walk through the hallway, and I kind of make eye contact and smile. And I mean, I just, I guess, weren't you taught that?
Yeah.
Is that a generational thing? Or
I think so.
Because I know that when I'm really intense and I'm kind of bothered by about 10 things and I've got that intense look, people will look at me like, oh, what a jerk. In fact, I've heard them say it out loud. When my son, who was like 5 at the time, was wandering off, you know, after the Kohl Center game or whatever it was, he was 10 maybe. He was wandering in the crowd, and I lost him.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for my daughter to, you know, and so I had this look of real, a scowl. I'm going, Stephen! And I'm just, and I heard this woman's voice, boy, what a jerk. What a jerk. Yeah. Because of my face. People judge us based on our face. So if you're at work and you're not smiling and whistling and being pleasant and you have that intense look, people think, they don't like that.
Yeah.
People want you to be always smiling and whistling or, you know, pleasant. Maybe whistling will bother them. I don't know. But I've thought that, too. I've seen TV personalities in the parking lot of a grocery store, and they're driving their SUV, and I see the person, and I know they're a TV person from the local news. And I've seen them, and I saw a guy once scowling.
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, that guy must be a jerk. I mean, same thing. You're judged by your face. Is that not the way it is?
Yeah, it's hard in this industry. You can't always.
Well, in this business, I suppose. But
can't always be turned on.
If I'm walking through the store, boy, I better smile and say hi, because if I have that intense scowl and I'm not paying attention, and people look at me, boy, they just write me off as a total, total jerk, total.
Yeah.
Well, of course, that's people judge you on a lot of fronts there, because if you're on TV in the news, which used to be the case. Women would say, well, my friend said, you were a player. I said, why? Because they saw you talking to a woman, and 6 months later, you talked to a different a different woman. I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. Did I leave with the women?
Yeah.
Or was I just talking to the women? You were just talking. I go, so they think I'm a player because there isn't one woman. See, if there were one woman, if I was married, then I'm not a player. Then I'm just a husband. But if you're talking to, oh boy, they see, because they're over there watching you. You don't see them because they're, you know, and they just always a player. Because you talk to a different woman 6 months apart. Or maybe in my case it was 2 days. I don't know. But so they're assuming you're a player.
Maybe.
And you're assuming somebody's a jerk. But I think if you don't say hi or you don't smile ever, and I don't think I saw one kid, you know, we're walking through the hallway and we're sitting there walking into the coffee shop and passing people. I don't think one person smiled or
actually made eye contact.
Or made eye contact. Yeah. You know why? Because they're on their phone and they're doing the laptop. Have you noticed this too?
Yeah, big time.
Now, because you are teaching at the school.
The TA, yeah, I was at
Madison TA, Media Institute. So you're 12 years, 13 years older than these people?
Right, yep.
So roughly. When you were 20, are you saying it was friendlier?
They're still a friendly bunch. You know, I don't want to say that, but it's definitely, you know, out in public, just there's no interaction.
No. Well, because you had computers in your day, right? And they kind of came about.
I personally didn't. I didn't get internet until after I was out.
Well, remember when it was called the information superhighway?
Yeah.
And what, was it early 90s it sort of busted out? Is that what happened? Or I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I'd say early 90s is a good.
I mean, the 80s was still kind of crude, right? I mean, these big computers. So early 90s, it kind of started kind of becoming more mainstream. By mid-90s.
It was part of our lives then.
Part of our lives. And I worked for Jim Doyle, the Attorney General, in 2000. And, you know, bingo, we had Hotmail. That's what we had. We had Hotmail. But we emailed a lot. So by then, email was big, right?
I have a friend that still uses Hotmail.
Hotmail still exists? Yeah. Really? That's where we'd break the law and talk to the campaign, you know, which we couldn't do from the office, on Hotmail. And they couldn't get the Hotmails, of course. So we couldn't do that on our state account because that would be subpoenaed and we'd be in jail in handcuffs. And then one time the reporters called and said, can we get your Hotmails? And I said, we've all been standing knee deep in gasoline. Well, the match would have been ruined. No, I don't. And then I talked to a guy who was watching on Facebook, and he had some ideas about us marketing and so forth. And he does a sports show, and he said that he was a manager at a fast food restaurant in Austin, Texas, 8 years ago, or yeah, no, 9 years ago. And he said Austin tries to be this liberal city, and they're, you know, University of Texas, and they're known as a more liberal city in Texas. But he said, only so far, he said.
How liberal can you be in Texas?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, it's still Texas. There's still, you know, people are more conservative on certain things, and they tend to be a little more race conscious, he said. Now, again, this is an anecdote, so it doesn't necessarily speak for all of Texas.
Yeah.
But he had three white female servers, and he hired a black female server. And the three white servers said, can we talk to you? And he said, yeah. Goes in his office, and he was, what's going on? They said, how could you hire an N-word? And he just looked at him, his mouth dropped. He was going to fire him all on the spot. He goes, I'm shocked. I'm just shocked. And they said, oh, we are in the South. You have to get over that. We're in the South. And he said, I was stunned and shocked and just, and I thought, well, I hope that was just the one case. I mean, I just hope that Austin wasn't that way at every fast food place or every semi-fast food place. I was shocked by that story. But he said, honest to God, you know, from his heart, he said, that's what happened.
Yep.
They said, why would you do that? We're in the South. Get over it. Of course, he's not from the South. He was moved there from Wisconsin or whatever for a temporary job. But can you imagine that? I mean, just imagine that. Now, the one thing about the kids, they are around here that, you know, you don't see that. I mean, that's appropriately seen as a taboo and Neanderthal type of behavior thought process. But then in terms of just being friendly, that's an issue. I mean, not one kid last night made eye contact. Not that they would want to. I'm this big guy coming out. I'm like Shrek. You know, there's an ogre coming into this coffee shop. Why are you here? Staring. You're old. You're an ogre.
Staring at the lake.
staring at the lake. Call the police. I understand that. My daughter, of course, she goes, I thought you'd be, I didn't think you'd come this soon. I go, well, sorry. I felt weird out there. We've got some controversy over the courts. The Media Research Center upset about the decision to say no to President Trump's desire to withhold federal funding from sanctuary cities. We'll have that discussion coming up. Also, Mikey Michelson, the wrath of the right on the Donald Trump budget, which they consider a sellout budget. Yes. If you're on the left, you should enjoy hearing that. The Mid-Shank Show at MadisonTalks.com.
This is the all-new Mitch Hank Show.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com. Looking for your creative commentary.
You're listening to The Mitch Hank Show. Once again, here's the voice of uncommon sense, Mitch Hank.
Again, our meet and greet tonight for Medicine Talks listeners at 6 o'clock at babes on the west side, so come on out and say hello to us as you go at each other on live chat, which I'm going to go on in a minute, by the way.
That's the one on Schroeder Road, yeah?
Well, it's pronounced Schrader, but Schrader. I know because GPS says Schroeder. GPS always, I found GPS mispronounces like John Nolan's John Nolan. Schrader is Schroeder. Well, see, it looks like Schroeder. I mean, you did the exact thing GPS would do. But they always do that. I mean, the O'Dana is O'Donna. 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 No, we have also Wisconsin Radio Network News now, the top of the hour. We thank them for that. We've got Bill Pasco coming up, though, on this whole question of withdrawing federal funds to sanctuary cities. Now, I was watching a debate the other night where there was a point made that Congress would be the ones that would appropriate the funds. So does the president, as the executive, have the ability to say where the funds will go? And this kind of thing was being debated. It's all going to be in the courts. The Supreme Court. All this will go to the Supreme Court. The travel ban stuff. By the way, the travel ban stuff, I mean, that was kind of a Band-Aid, even if you had it, because they were doing it for 3 months for seven countries. If they wanted to do it for every majority Muslim country, they would have to go like 40 more countries. So they did a 3-month ban, which was struck down by judges and the, you know, liberal courts. But, you know, 3 months, seven countries. I mean, it wasn't really a long-term fix anyway, but see how it all plays out. Mikey Michelson is really upset. He's at 9:30. The news coming up top of the hour. Remember, meet and greet at 6 tonight, babes. You can have your own podcast right here. The first one's free, part of our promotion, but the studio hour is $100. The best $100 you will ever spend as you have a window to the world live on the internet on MadisonTalks.com. They can hear it in Newfoundland or New Zealand or anywhere else. This is the Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.